A great cultural revolution is underway, and a new generation of bitter clingers is being born as we speak. And conveniently, the taxpayer-funded Australian Broadcasting Corporation has gathered them all into one handy location, their comments section. Now, before you dismiss this video as just some rant about a toxic comment section, yawn, there's two things you need to keep front of mind. The first is that the ABC is taxpayer-funded, to the tune of $1 billion a year, and it has both a charter responsibility but also just an ethical obligation as a taxpayer-funded entity to stay at least somewhat in touch with the Australians that fund it. But the second detail is perhaps the most important. They limit commenting only to people who follow their page, which means that we know that this particular cesspit of bile isn't populated merely with random netizens who piled onto this particular issue, but that these comments are actually the expression of the audience that the ABC has cultivated and gathered unto itself. And yeah, this comment section does not speak well of our ABC, that such toxicity goes unmoderated on their page. And again, unmoderated comment threads are normal, and you can't normally hold them against whoever owns that particular page because, well, it's unmoderated. But in the case of the ABC, they have made an effort to moderate it by restricting access to only those who follow their page. The idea being that if you restrict the access, then you keep out the crazies. So apparently what we're about to see is the acceptable crazies, I guess. Now, first of all, the article itself. From Donald Trump's speech to Erica Kirk's forgiveness, what you missed at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Okay, fair enough headline. But it goes wrong very quickly, with the ABC stating that thousands of people gathered. Try hundreds of thousands. Just no biggie. It's only two orders of magnitude larger than what you just said. The stadium where the memorial was held has a maximum capacity exceeding 70,000 people. And yes, there were a few sections in the corners that they didn't use due to sight lines, so it wouldn't have quite hit its theoretical absolute capacity. But then again, tens of thousands of people also crowded into a second stadium nearby. Plus, there were tens of thousands more who were turned away or simply gathered in the car park. To start this article with such a dishonest thousands comment speaks volumes about the ABC's intent with this article. Later on in the same article, they call themselves out, acknowledging further down the page, where most people will have already stopped reading, that in fact there were 200,000 people who registered to be there and millions more watching online. But they know better than anyone that most of their readers are low information, reading headlines and perhaps opening paragraphs, but not much more. So the fact that they told the truth further down the article doesn't change the fact that they lied at the outset. Now, the content of the article is largely unobjectionable, although at times quite loaded in its terminology, but they do, for example, pay respect to Erica Kirk for her public forgiveness of the man who murdered her husband. Remarkable. So, I'll give a 3 out of 10 to the ABC for this article. But then, the commenters, the ABC readership have their say, and that is where things get really, really toxic. And if this is the caliber of the people reading our ABC, then yet again we have to ask the question, why are taxpayers paying for this? We'll get to that in a moment. But first, my name's Topher Field. This is the Topher Project, and I help busy people like you to cut through the crap that fills our misinformation industrial complex, also known as the mainstream media. And I help you to make sense of the nonsense that surrounds us. I am 100% viewer supported. I don't get to steal money out of your paycheck like the ABC does. So if you think what I'm doing is more valuable than what they're doing, then I'd love a $1 billion budget to work with as well. Thank you very much. Or if you don't have a spare $1 billion burning a hole in your pocket, then I'd be most grateful if you'd buy me a coffee via the button at topherfield.net. And if you like my videos, then you're going to love my books. They're all about government, power, human rights, and civil disobedience. You'll find my books as well as my DVDs and my merch at goodpeoplebreakbadlaws.com. Okay, I hope you've got a hazmat suit and a decontamination shower handy, because we're about to get dirty in the comments section of an ABC article. There's lots of comments, and I'm going to skip over most of them because they're unremarkable, except for the fact that there really were no positive comments to speak of, which shows already that ABC subscribers are most certainly not a representative sample of Australia as a whole. But let's start with this gem from Marita Maloney, who says, "We need to stop giving this airplay." That's right, Marita, let's just ignore the very public evidence of the largest social movement in the Western world since the sexual revolution of the 1960s. This is literally a once or maybe twice in a lifetime event that is happening before our eyes right now. Let me be clear, not the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but the context, the social change that was already happening, in which that assassination happened, and therefore both the breadth and depth of the impact that the assassination is having because of the social change that was already underway. Marita, if you're already tired of hearing about this, then I'm sorry, but you're in for a really rough life, because as I've discussed at length in previous videos, the world is changing, and you, Marita, are one of the new generation of bitter clingers. And clearly, you're not going to like what the world is becoming. Now, right underneath that comment, we see that Suzanne Gearing believes that there's some sort of battle cry being expressed in this memorial service. And if you think that's a bad take, read the one from Mark Brooks. Reminded me of rallies in the 1930s Germany. Lots of likes on that little gem. And this rise of fascism, literally Hitler theme, is one that appears often. So I'm going to hold my full response to it until later in this video. But we see that Heather Pate shares that view, suggesting that watching the rising fascism in the US is now a form of entertainment for the rest of us. Ho-hum comments, throwaway lines. Not so fast, because these people really believe this nonsense, largely because they've been fed this nonsense by the ABC, who gleefully amplified the voices of anyone who said what they wanted to hear, such as when his former White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, said that he met the definition of a fascist. Well, you don't have to go very far to find people who want to call their ex-boss a fascist. That's hardly news, but for the ABC, boy, was that what they wanted to hear. And I'll have some more examples of the ABC amplifying this rise of Hitler, MAGA is Nazi idea a little later in this video. But such questions from the ABC are not mere empty rhetorical devices. Let's not forget that the ABC's tame audience are largely well-educated idiots. And at some point in their high school or university years, most of them will have debated the ethical question of whether it would be morally justified to go back in time and kill baby Hitler. And if the ABC comes out and says that Trump is Hitler, then you get the idea. We'll come back to that in a minute. But first, a few more of these ABC lovies' brain farts are in order. Many people took exception to the fact that the event was a recruiting and fundraising drive for Charlie's organisation Turning Point. Ben Carlin says, "First funeral I've known of that's charged admission and was filled with merch tents." Well, Ben must be an avid ABC reader, because misinformation flows off his lips effortlessly. No attendees were charged admission. They weren't. But they did have to go into a ballot to get a seat because demand far outstripped supply. Nick Maguire swallows this misinformation hook, line, and sinker, saying, "Grifters got a grift." Another excellent ABC lovey who also seemed to have missed the fact that this was a memorial, not a funeral, and that the charging admission claim was a flat-out lie. However, I've got to give credit where it's due, because Drew Bowie does come up with a pretty funny, if still completely untrue, punchline. They're going through the five stages of grift. Hey, at least it's clever. You got to give him that. I've always said when it comes to trolls, at least be clever or creative or funny. And whilst I'd say that this is in poor taste and based on a lie, I have to respect this particular troll because, yeah, that is pretty clever. Lee Pace tries to bring some facts into the discussion, reminding them that it was a memorial and not a funeral, but judging by the laughing reacts, Lee didn't really change any of those ABC lovies' hearts or minds. Jackie Lee thinks it's all pretty funny and draws a long bow in her effort to be funny, switching the conversation to Kirk's soft drinks, and apparently ABC readers thought that was ever so clever, judging by the laughing reacts. Jason Collar continues on with the lie that being pro-self-defense means that you're pro-violence and assassinations. It's a tired old trope, but one that the ABC crowd seems to hold dear. But the attempts at humour are actually the exception to the overwhelming fear-mongering, with Alex Koenig claiming that they're embracing fascism. Brian McLean is insisting that none of this is important, and Claire Mini-Evaux claiming that it's all a con, saying that Trump is using him to force people to pretend he was someone else, which doesn't even make sense. But Claire clearly doesn't get out much because she goes on to claim that most people hadn't even heard of Charlie Kirk until last week. Newsflash, if that were true, the reaction from the public would not have been what it is. Claire goes on to claim that The Handmaid's Tale, the loony left's go-to TV show, it would seem, is being normalised and enforced. Enforced, I tell you! The state of our country suddenly makes a lot more sense when you realise that these people vote. It goes on and on. I'm sparing you most of it, but what I'm showing you is a representative sample of the opinions expressed, and you'll be hard-pressed to find anything other than bile in this ABC-curated comments section. Carol Cusick thinks we shouldn't care, calls Charlie a spewer of hate. Margaret Dennis says, enough already, ABC, presumably wanting them to get back to more important things like reruns of old British crime shows or something, I'm not sure. And Colin Kestel observes that hate spreads hate. Seemingly, he believes that that's a comment about Charlie Kirk and not a reflection on the ABC itself. But the best, and by best I mean worst, comment in the thread comes from Brooke Tinker. Every right-wing movement needs a martyr. Google Horst Wessel, and the comparisons are not only chilling, but prove history repeats itself. Well, I did have to Google Horst Wessel because that's not a name that I was familiar with. Turns out he was a Nazi brown shirt who participated in violent repression of political dissidents and participated in the fear and intimidation campaigns that Hitler used against the German people in order to assist his rise to power. Now, Horst was shot dead by two communists in 1930. Brooke is trying to draw a moral equivalence between a Nazi brown shirt who violently shut down debate and Charlie Kirk, who engaged in dialogue and literally handed his opponents a microphone. Thing is, she means this. She actually thinks she's making a good point here. She actually believes all the ABC bullshit about Trump being Hitler and the MAGA movement being the new Nazis. And she is so blinded by the ABC's misinformation that she cannot see the difference between a Charlie Kirk and an actual violent Nazi brown shirt. Newsflash, there isn't just a difference between them. They are polar opposites. But like the faithful ABC reader that she so clearly is, she can't see that. Now, if this were the comment section of some hateful propaganda rag like Crikey or The Conversation, then that would be par for the course. Unremarkable. The gathering of the bitter clingers is to be expected in those places, and I wouldn't bother to make a video calling it out if that's all that this was. But this is the comment section of our national taxpayer-funded broadcaster. And these commenters are simply repeating back to each other, their fellow ABC lovies, the world as they understand it, thanks to the ABC's toxic bile and misinformation. We paid for this. And people like you and I are barred from getting into the comments and correcting any of this nonsense unless we first click to follow their page and further amplify their clout and this toxic misinformation that they spread. If the E. Karen wanted to actually do some good in the world for a change, if she wanted to actually tackle some hate speech, some misinformation, some toxicity online, then the ABC and its followers would be a great place to start. Now, there were already lots of good reasons to defund the ABC entirely and just sell the whole thing off. First and foremost is the fact that we don't need a national broadcaster in the modern age. In a world with near-universal internet access with all of the world's information at our fingertips, such a national broadcaster is redundant. But for as long as such a broadcaster exists, then we should at the very least insist that it be the kind of place where all Australians' views are welcomed and expressed, and where the bile of the bitter clingers can, at the very least, be responded to by the rest of us. The ABC is not our national broadcaster. It is a national disgrace, and this is just one more reason to defund it immediately. My name's Topher Field. This is the Topher Project, and I help busy people like you to cut through the crap that we are fed in the mainstream media and to help you make sense of the nonsense that surrounds us. If you appreciate having an Australian voice calling out nonsense like this, then please buy me a coffee via the button at topherfield.net. And if you like my videos, then you'll love my books, DVDs and merch, which is all available at goodpeoplebreakbadlaws.com. Thank you for watching to the end. The algorithm loves you and so do I. Please like, subscribe, comment, and, well, maybe not with that kind of ABC toxic bile. And as always, think free.